ಕರ್ತವ್ರಿ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಭಾಗವತಂ ಫಿಫ್ತ್ ಕ್ಯಾಂಟೋ 18th ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ ಎಂಟೈಟಲ್ಡ್ ದ ರೆಸಿಡೆನ್ಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಜಂಬೂದ್ವೀಪ್ ಆಫರ್ ಪ್ರೇಯರ್ಸ್ ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 11. ಯತ್ಸಂಗಲಬ್ಧಂ ನಿಜವೀರ್ಯ ವೈಭವಂ ತೀರ್ಥಂ ಮುಹು ಸಂಪೃಷ್ಟಾಂ ಹಿಮಾನಸಂ. ಹರಾತ್ಯಜೋ ಅಂಥ ಶ್ರುತಿಭಿರ್ಗತೋ ಅಂಜಗಂ ಕೋ ವೈ ನ ಸೇವೇತ ಮುಕುಂದ ವಿಕ್ರಮಂ. ಯತ್ ಆಫ್ ಹೂಮ್ ದಟ್ಸ್ ದ ಡಿವೋಟೀಸ್ ಸಪೋರ್ಟ್ ಬೈ ಹಿಸ್ ಡಿವೈನ್ ಗ್ರೇಸ್ ಎ ಸಿ ಭಕ್ತಿ ವೇದಾಂತ ಸ್ವಾಮಿ ಶ್ರೀಲ ಪ್ರಭುಪಾದ. Translation: By associating with persons from whom the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Mukunda, is the all-in-all one, can hear of his powerful activities and soon come to understand them. The activities of Mukunda are so potent that simply by hearing of them, one immediately associates with the Lord. For a person who constantly and very eagerly hears narrations of the Lord's powerful activities, the absolute truth, the personality of Godhead, in the form of sound vibration, enters within his heart and cleanses it of all contaminations. On the other hand, although bathing in the Ganges diminishes bodily contaminations and infections, this process and the process of visiting holy places can cleanse the heart only after a long time. Therefore, who is the sane man who will not associate with devotees to quickly perfect his life? Purport: Bathing in the Ganges can certainly cure one of many infectious diseases, but it cannot cleanse one's materially attached mind, which creates all kinds of contaminations in material existence. However, one who directly associates with the Supreme Lord by hearing of his activities cleanses the dirt from his mind and very soon comes to Krishna consciousness. Suta Goswami confirms this in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.17. Shrinvatam svakatah Krishna punya shravana kirtanah hridayantasto hi abhadrani vidnoti suhrat satam. The Supreme Lord within everyone's heart becomes very pleased when a person hears narrations of his activities, and he personally cleanses the dirt from the mind of the listener. Ridaya antasto hi abhadrani vidnoti. He washes off all dirt from the mind. Material existence is caused by dirty things within the mind. If one can cleanse his mind, he immediately comes to his original position of Krishna consciousness, and thus his life becomes successful. Therefore, all the great saints in the devotional line very strongly recommend the process of hearing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu introduced the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna mantra to give everyone a chance to hear Krishna's holy name, for simply by hearing Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare, one becomes purified. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Therefore, our Krishna consciousness movement is chiefly engaged in chanting the Hare Krishna mantra all over the world. After one's mind becomes cleansed by chanting Hare Krishna, one gradually comes to the platform of Krishna consciousness and then reads books like Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita and the Nectar of Devotion. In this way, one becomes more and more purified of material contamination. As stated in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.2.18, Nashta Prayeshu Abhadreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktira Bhavati Naishtiki. By regularly hearing the Bhagavatam and rendering service unto the pure devotee, all that is troublesome to the heart is practically destroyed, and loving service unto the glorious Lord, who is praised with transcendental songs, is established as an irrevocable fact. In this way, simply by hearing of the powerful activities of the Lord, the devotee's heart becomes almost completely cleansed of material contamination. And thus, his original position as an eternal servant who is part and parcel of the Lord becomes manifest. While the devotee engages in devotional service, the passionate and ignorant modes of material nature are gradually vanquished, and then he acts only in the mode of goodness. At that time, he becomes happy and gradually advances in Krishna consciousness. All the great acharyas strongly recommend the people be given a chance to hear about Supreme Lord. Then success is assured. The more we cleanse the dirt of material attachments from our heart, the more we will be attracted by Krishna's name, form, qualities, paraphernalia and activities. This is the sum and substance of the Krishna consciousness movement. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Guruve Namaha. Yat sanga labdham nijavirya vaibhavam tirtham muhu samprishtam himanasam harati ajo antha shruti bhir gato anjajam kovaina seveta mukunda vikramam. Srila Prabhupada writes in this purport that by association of devotees, one can purify one's mind. And he gives different levels of how one can advance in one's purification of mind. First he says that initially one starts chanting Hare Krishna and purifies his mind, and then when he's quite purified, he starts reading Vedic scriptures and purifies the mind more and becomes very fixed up in Krishna consciousness. Mind is a subtle thing and it cannot be, talks about cleaning. When you think about cleaning, we think of scrubbing, washing. We cannot take the mind, and if we had the facility of any material thing you see in this world, if you clean it, then it is clean at that time, but it also becomes dirty again, and you have to constantly clean it. Although mind is subtle, yet it is also material. And therefore, this process of Krishna consciousness should be practiced continuously. How should one clean the mind? It should be done under the guidance of senior Vaishnavas, as in the purport it says, Yat Sangha Labdham. One should be associating and then cleaning one's mind. Of course, sometimes it becomes very difficult because senior Vaishnavas, they give you some instructions and the mind rebels. So, surrender is also required. And the most important Vaishnava for a person who can help one to advance and go back to Godhead is the spiritual master. In the fourth canto, Narada Muni gives an allegorical story about Puranjan to King Prachinibhari. And in the story, as it advances, Puranjan, that is the living entity who has a body of 9 gates, has been conquered by death, embraced by Kala Kanya, and he is dying. And because throughout his life he was materially attached, he was attached to women, sex life, and other material attachments. So as he dies, according to Bhagavad Gita, one gets the body according to the consciousness at his time of death. And so because his consciousness was very much absorbed in enjoying material activities, especially with a woman, he becomes a woman in his next life. So the living entity is changing bodies like that. In the Nectar of Instruction, Srila Prabhupada says that the mind is such an important thing, because throughout your life, whatever activities you do, the mind prepares a subtle body for you. And as soon as you leave this body, you are transferred to the body which is already ready for you, according to your consciousness. So, here we see he gets a body of a woman. So the living entity is suffering like that, changing bodies. So how he can be saved? When Brahmane Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jeev Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. He meets a spiritual master. So this shloka says over here, in the fourth canto, Upaye me virya panam Vaidharbhim Malaya Dhvaja Yudhi Nirjitya Rajanyan Pandya Para Puranjaya. So as he dies, he is born as a woman by the name Vaidharbhi. In the kingdom of Vidarbha, and her name is Vaidharbhi now. And after becoming Vaidharbhi, she gets married to a very glorious king by the name Malayadhvaja. So, since it is an allegorical story, Narada Muni is explaining this, that how one can actually become free from this material world. So, Malayadhvaja represents the spiritual master. The living entity is suffering, changing different bodies, and ultimately, Bhagyavan Jeev, when he becomes Bhagyavan, he gets Guru like Malayadhvaja. And who is a Guru? Why is the name Malayadhvaja given? Malaya are the mountain ranges. So the Guru is one who stands firm as the Malaya hills. He is not an ordinary person. He is very fixed up and he is strong. If there is a storm, then the storm cannot blow away a mountain. It can take away uproot trees, big, big trees, but it can never blow away a mountain. So, the spiritual master is such a strong personality who comes to save like that. He is strong in devotional service, trying to save the living entity from this material world. And therefore, he is compared to the Malaya hills. And by serving such a spiritual master, one is actually dragged to success in spiritual life. We see in material life, it's so surprising what's mentioned here, that actually dragged to success. In material life, people are running towards success. We were preaching in an engineering college and we visited the students going to their rooms. And generally in the hostel rooms, the students have different posters on their walls. And you come to know accordingly, if you look at the posters, what is their state of mind. Some of them are very, very unmentionable also. So one student, he had the poster of Dhirubhai Ambani on his wall. And we went to meet him and we asked him, so, you have put his poster on your wall? He said, yes, I want to become better than him. That's the goal of my life. I want to surpass him. As a matter of fact, the Ambani brothers, they were donating a whole building in that college. And he was this boy, day and night, he had given up all sense gratification. He is not attending any other extracurricular programs. He was not going to any other place. He is working hard, day and night, sleeping for 4 hours, studying literally. And I was really surprised looking at the type of tapasya he was doing. I was feeling maybe I should try to do something like that in spiritual life. I am lacking something. But his goal was to become like Dhirubhai Ambani, rather to surpass him. Little did he know that there are so many other people who are working hard, but all of them are not getting that success. Why is it so? Nobody questions. One of our devotees who is in that field of business was saying that there are much more intelligent people and much more hard-working people, but they have not become successful. Why? You see, in the market, there are so many people like that. There is law of karma. So, this student was thinking like that. So, here everyone is running towards success. But in spiritual life, one has to be literally dragged to success. And the spiritual master comes to drag the living entity to success, back home, back to Godhead. It is almost like Gaurang Prabhu is giving this example. If you know this running race called as marathon, you have trialthon, marathon, like that, different races. These are long races. These are long distance races. And one starts running slowly, many, many kilometers, miles, and it starts in the stadium, and then the participants run outside the stadium and they go in different places running long distance. There are vehicles following them. So the living entity is like that. And what happens in this race is, ultimately in the last lap, just imagine the person is taking part in this race and he comes. He's come in the last lap. It takes many hours. And as he, in the last lap, he enters the stadium again. And after entering the stadium, all he has to do is just few meters and the finishing line is there. And then he is the winner. He is the gold medalist. But as soon as he comes few meters before the line, he stops. And he starts thinking over there. I am alone. I am so frustrated. Why nobody talks to me? And he's just thinking, and the whole crowd is wondering. Just cross the line and you'll get the gold medal. And he's just wondering, no. Why such things happen to me? And starts imagining different things. And just standing near the line, everyone is cheering him, everyone is shouting, come on. But this participant is just standing over there. It's a marathon. One has run such a long distance, tired, sweating, given blood and sweat. But just few meters before the line, standing. And then one person who's very strong, he comes from behind and gives him a hard kick on his back. And this fellow just goes and falls on the line. And then everyone cheers. Haribo, you're the winner. He's the winner. He gets the gold medal. He was kicked very hard. He literally flew. After getting the gold medal and pressing his back, he comes and he thanks the person. Thank you very much for kicking me. Now that I have got the gold medal. Similarly, the living entity is going around in a marathon in this material world for 8.4 million species. Suffering. And this human species is the last lap. Rather just a few meters away. And the spiritual master has come. We are in this human species just standing and wondering. No. I should not chant. Why should I come to Krishna consciousness? Why should I become more serious in Krishna consciousness? For different people, they get different types of kick from the spiritual master. And then the spiritual master kicks them. Hard enough so that they go back home, back to Godhead. And after being kicked, they will surely thank him. Thank you for that kick. So Malaya Dhoja, the spiritual master, is like that. And Srila Prabhupada was one such personality, strong, like a Malaya hill. One important thing that the spiritual master does, as Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport, that by hearing Srinvatam Swakataha Krishna, the spiritual master speaks, and by speaking, he destroys all the dirt, the mountains of dirt in the heart of living entities, and helps them come closer to Krishna. Srila Prabhupada heard very nicely from his own spiritual master, Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Maharaj. And he noted that, as Abhay, he hears. As a matter of fact, one senior devotee was saying, how was Srila Prabhupada able to manage such a big movement? A single old man without a pen and paper in front of him was managing the whole Krishna consciousness movement with more than 110 temples all over the world. How was it? Because all that power and potency came by hearing from his own spiritual master. And his spiritual master actually commented that when the time comes, he will do what is required. So, the name Malaya, hills, and then Dhwaja. Dhwaja means flag. So with devotional, the flag represents over here that devotional flag. So the spiritual master, he stands fast with the devotional flag to conquer all other processes of transcendental realization. Srila Prabhupada was like that. He never compromised. And he was never embarrassed. He went to the West in dhoti, kurta, in any situation he was like that. He was never embarrassed. He was always ready to conquer all other types of transcendental realizations, different processes, misconceptions. One time he was in a press conference and there were many reporters, and Srila Prabhupada was there as an old man. And they were firing him with questions. And one person immediately asked him, there was something about self-realizations. Are you self-realized? Swamiji, you are talking so much? And Prabhupada said,
Do you know what is self-realization?
And this person said, no, I don't know.
He said, if I tell you if I am self-realized, how will you come to know?
He was caught corners. He could not speak.
And then Prabhupada, in front of all the reporters, just cornered him. And again, asking him the same thing. If I ask you that I am self-realized, how will you come to know? Tell me. Why you ask such nonsense question? And he was the reporter. He was supposed to ask questions. Prabhupada was asking him questions over there. Why you ask such nonsense question? If I tell you I am self-realized, how will you know? So he thought, okay, please forgive me. He was in that mood now. But Prabhupada was again and again. And then Prabhupada started, you know, Prabhupada, when he starts speaking, he also gives examples. He said, if there is a medical man, and he knows about medicine, and he goes to the medical shop or goes to the some other medical person, then he can talk about medicine. Okay, I want this medicine. So he knows what is medicine, that person knows what is medicine. But if someone does not know, then how can he argue on that? If you do not know, why you question? Why you ask nonsense? And he was bewildered what I should speak. So like that, Prabhupada was always willing and ready to conquer over such conceptions. Then when the Westerners were not allowed in India, Srila Prabhupada did not like it. And on the name of nationalism, they were speaking great, great things. So Prabhupada said, I do not wish to criticize anybody, but who is a national? Any person who is born in that country is called as a national. So even a dog is a national. Even a cow is a national. So why you send cow to slaughterhouse? Why not allow all these people to come over here? So that means you are not equal to all. In the name of nationalism, you are just creating a hue and cry. You are not equal. Like that, Prabhupada would get them on the right place and pin them down. He was an expert. That's why Dhwaja, with this devotional flag, he would always be ready to conquer them. Then Yudhi Nirjitya Rajanya Pandya Para Puranjanayaha. Pandya. Pandya comes from the word Panda, which means knowledge. So unless one is highly learned and fixed up in knowledge, he cannot conquer non-devotional conceptions. As speaking about knowledge, knowledge means Vidya. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also says in his Shikshashtakam, Cheto Darpana Marjanam Bhava Maha Dhavagni Nirvapanam Shreya Kairava Chandrika Vitaranam Vidya Vadhu Jivanam. So by chanting Hare Krishna, the cleansing process takes place and Vidya, knowledge, is also evolved from the heart. So there's a first step in purification, chanting and then purifying, as the purport says, that one should purify oneself. Srila Prabhupada says, we want to give opportunity to everyone to chant Hare Krishna and purify themselves. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he, in one bhajan it is mentioned, Tomare loite ami hoinu avatara, ami bina bandhu ara ke ache tomara, enechi aushadhi maya nashibar lagi, sei hari nam mantra lo tumi magi. Everyone is diseased and Mahaprabhu has come with this aushadhi, energy aushadhi maya, caught up by maya. Please take this disease, to get rid from the disease, please take this medicine of aushadhi maya nashibaralagi, the chanting of Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Sei Hari Nama Mantra. So, Krishna is the property of the impoverished. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is praying to everyone, calling out, please come and chant. Please purify yourself. Please hear this holy name. Actually, those who are very simple, Krishna consciousness is very simple for them. Many times we go and tell people, chant Hare Krishna, and they start with so many different complications. No, no, how to do this? Why don't we meditate? Why don't we do this? And your organization has these problems. But the process is very simple. And many times, a simple person, you just preach to him. That's why preaching outside Bombay is much more easier. In Bombay, the mind is so much hammered with the modes of ignorance and passion that it becomes very difficult. I know that I was looking at one devotee, one place we had gone, and there were brahmacharis, and there was one very simple brahmachari, and I was looking at him that how Krishna consciousness is so easy for him. All that one has to do is take to the orders of one's spiritual master and chant Hare Krishna. So this very simple brahmachari, who was almost illiterate in terms of English, but he was very enthusiastic because his spiritual master was from the West. He was very enthusiastic to hear from his spiritual master. So he would sit with the devotees and hear. And the spiritual master is speaking in English. And when everyone laughs, he would also laugh. And he is also hearing. He would feel happy that I am hearing with all the other devotees. Everyone is happy and I am also feeling happy. Let me hear. So, all the devotees, they had their MP3 players. And they were hearing in their different MP3 players. And this young brahmachari, he also had a desire to hear from his spiritual master, because he saw all so many other preachers and senior people, they are hearing from their machines. I would also like to hear. So somehow someone gave him one CD player. He didn't know the difference between a CD player and an MP3 player. He took his CD player and he was very happy that now he had something on which he could hear from his spiritual master. And he put his spiritual master's MP3 player in that, MP3 CD in that, in the CD player. And he sat and he was hearing, and we were watching that, because nothing is going to come from there. And he was trying to hear, and he was wondering, why I cannot hear from this? He's playing, he's trying to play again and again and again and again. But he could not hear anything. And we were feeling, how? At one sense we are laughing, and on the other side we are feeling a little sad that how this poor person, he wants to hear. He has such a strong desire to hear from the spiritual master. There are people who have the knowledge, who know the language, but little desire do they have. They go to sleep. But here, this person has such a strong desire to hear from a spiritual master. But he does not have the facility. But because Krishna is the property of the impoverished, he will always make arrangement for those who have strong desire. And we were wondering that maybe we should give him something so that he can hear. We should give him MP3. And at that time, one senior devotee came and he saw. And he called him. What happened? He said, Prabhu, I cannot, I don't know why I put Maharaj's lecture in this, but I cannot hear. So the devotee could immediately understand that. The devotee from his locker, he removed one MP3 player, gave it to him. He said, you hear on this. And then he just put, he didn't know what is the difference between this machine and that machine. He just put that. He said, oh, now I can hear. He put his arms behind his head and he was lying down and hearing his Guru Maharaj's lecture. Like that. Simplicity is required. Simplicity of heart. Just like this Brahmana in South India, Mahaprabhu went and he was reading Bhagavad Gita and he was crying tears. And Mahaprabhu asked, why are you crying? He said, because I can see Krishna riding Arjuna's chariot. And all the other Brahmanas are laughing at him that he is a fool because he does not know how to read. But he said, I am reading because my Guru Maharaj has ordered me to read. So that's why I am trying to read in whatever capacity I have. So one should have simplicity of the heart. And then Krishna makes arrangements and the message can flow very easily in one's heart. Similarly, the spiritual master is Ami bina bandhuara keyache tomara. The spiritual master is the representative of Krishna and he is also our bandhu. He is our best friend. And by hearing from him with faith, one can advance. Simply hearing is also not required. One should also apply. When Shyama Sundar Prabhu was here and he was mentioning about these different programs in the early days preaching with Srila Prabhupada, it was really amazing. It almost seemed like fairy tale. If we go and tell someone that this great singers like Mick Jagger and other big groups sponsored some parts of the temples and they helped them do these things, people would be surprised that these are big names. But our devotees were just going around with them and they were doing such great things. Although they initially they didn't have a place to stay, as Malati Mataji said, that they were staying in cardboard boxes when they reached London. And when the rain came, the cardboard box floated away. So I remember also our Tejas Prabhu was here. He said, I was traveling with Srila Prabhupada and the train, they were having a discussion. We don't have a temple in Delhi. When it was close to Delhi, Prabhupada told me, get down over here, now start a temple. So he just got down without anything and he actually started a temple. I mean, he is not even an Indian who knows how to speak Hindi. And when he came over here, he was actually speaking in Hindi. As Braj Bihari Prabhu was telling me, he went to one shop and he started to buy something and started speaking in Hindi. And the salesman, Indian salesman, they have an habit. As soon as they see a Westerner, they start speaking in English, even if their English is not very good. So he started speaking to him in English. And Tejas Prabhu started speaking to him in Hindi. So the salesman said, Mashallah, aap to Hindi mein bol rahe hain. And Prabhupada, our Tejas Prabhu said, Nahi, main to Angrezi mein bol raha hain, aapko Hindi sunai de raha hai. So the salesman thought that actually he is doing some magic. I can hear Hindi, but he is actually speaking in English. He is bewildered. Now he can speak Telugu also. So he, Tejas Prabhu, started a whole temple and then invited Prabhupada over there. Do such wonders, unimaginable. Unimaginable. So that is the Shakti in the power of, in the words of the spiritual master. These Western devotees had just accumulated this mercy by following, because they were simple hearted. They had no complications. The spiritual master Prabhupada said like this, if we do like this, this is right. We chant Hare Krishna, it's right. As Gurudas Prabhu said, Prabhupada, why are you clicking my photographs? Prabhupada, because I love you. They were simple at heart. They were in love with Srila Prabhupada. So, one needs that. And then the next word over here is Parapura. Parapura means Vaikunta. Para means Vaikunta. Parapura Jaya. Pandya Parapura Pura Jaya. Jaya means conquered. One who can conquer Vaikunta. That means one who is strong in devotional service and one who has conquered all misconceptions can also conquer the kingdom of God. So Krishna is Ajita and he can become conquered by devotional service. Then there is the next verse which says, Tasyam sajanayam chakra atmajam ashitekshanam Yavishya sapta sutan sapta dravida bhubhirvitaha. So, as this Vaidharbi, she was married to this king Malayadhwaja, who was such a great king who had conquered all misconceptions. They gave birth to a daughter whose name was Asitekshanam. Asi means eyes. Akshanam means eyes and black eye. Daughter was black eyes. Krishna is black. Prabhupada writes in the purport. This means that a devotee has no other vision other than Krishna. That means he has Krishna vision. He's always, his eyes are concentrated on Krishna. The daughter with black eyes, Asitekshanam. And Also, they had seven sons, Sapta Dravida. So, the seven sons represent the seven possesses of devotional service, other than the last two, that is Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam. So, Sadhana Bhakti, if one follows these seven processes of hearing, chanting, remembering, serving the Lord's lotus feet as a servant, Dasyam, then what happens? If one successfully does Sadhana Bhakti, the seven processes, then one becomes qualified to come up to Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam and become fixed up. And also Srila Prabhupada writes that Dravida, that is, there are five Dravida Deshas in South India. And the Acharyas over there, like Ramanuja, Madhvacharya, they are very strong in especially executing these seven processes. Prabhupada makes it very clear that of course these Acharyas are on the level of Sakhyam and Atmanivedanam. But they have executed these and they are very specialized in this seven processes of Sadhana Bhakti. So in South India, Prabhupada speaks about this people. In South India, there is a culture of worship. Anywhere you go, people immediately take aarti and all these things. Of course, nowadays it is misdirected. They make temples of people and break coconuts for artists, things like that. Instead of doing that for, as soon as the artist comes on the, even in the theater, when the movie actor comes, because they have the culture of worshipping, as soon as the movie actor comes on screen, they break coconut. Because the culture is there, but it is misdirected now. So Prabhupada is writing that Dravida, our heroes are not these heroes on the cinema screen, but Ramanujacharya, Madhvacharya and others like that. So I would like to end over here by concluding that how one should hear from the spiritual master, and the spiritual master can guide one's mind in such a way that he may go back home, back to Godhead. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Any questions or any doubts? Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Bhagavat Puran ki jai.